A meeting of foreign ministers of SAARC countries in New York has been cancelled, reports say, it's after Pakistan insisted the Taliban be included in the meet. Prime Minister Modi to be in the United States from today until the 26th. His whirlwind trip will include a Quad summit, UN General Assembly address, and a bilateral with the US President. We are starting an era of relentless diplomacy after a relentless war in Afghanistan, says the US President addressing the United Nations General Assembly. India calls UK's vaccine stand discriminatory, warns of reciprocal action after the UK says even fully vaccinated Indians will have to self-isolate for 10 days. 5 men who claim to be from a group called the Hindu Sena arrested for vandalizing the official residence of Hyderabad MP Asaduddin Owaisi in Delhi. The Enforcement Directorate begins a money laundering probe after heroin from Afghanistan is seized at Gujarat's Mundra port. It's estimated to be worth a whopping 21,000 crore. A couple is arrested in Vijayawada. Former Union Minister Babul Supriyo is on shifting to the Trinamool, tells NDTV that he wants to be a part of a team that embraces him warmly and makes him part of the playing 11. Our top story now, a meeting of foreign ministers of South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, that SAARC countries, which was slated to be held on Saturday in New York, has been cancelled. Now, it's been learned from reliable sources that Pakistan wanted the Taliban to represent Afghanistan in the SAARC meet. And it was Nepal that was the host of the meet, which is held annually on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. And they did not want to host the Taliban. Let's go across to Kadambini now for more. Kadambini, give us more details of this and the cancellation of the SAARC meet.
Well, Gargi, this is a tradition that an informal meet is held on the sidelines of UNGA of SAARC foreign ministers every year whenever the UNGA happens. But this time, while Nepal is the chair of SAARC this year, it had invited, and it is not clear whether it had invited the Afghanistan envoy to UN who's already there of the previous government or not. But what we are learning from sources is that Pakistan insisted that the previous government's officials not be there, and instead of that, there should be an empty chair. So, and he also, Pakistan also insisted that the Taliban should get some sort of representation in this SAARC meeting, which happens. But the member states shot it down because they said it is not feasible, as most of the countries of the world have not recognized Taliban as the official government in Afghanistan, and it won't be right to do that. Apart from that, Afghanistan government has not even applied to UN for any credentials. So this empty chair did not go down well with other nations, and they have shot down this Pakistan's insistence that in the SAARC meeting, Taliban should also be there.
Let's talk of the Prime Minister's program, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be traveling to the United States today till the 26th. His hectic schedule includes bilaterals with President Biden, the first in-person Quad Leaders Summit, and a much-anticipated address to the UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister will also be meeting U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris for the first time during this trip, which will be then followed by the Quad Summit, which are scheduled on the 24th. On the 25th, the Prime Minister will be the first speaker at the UN General Assembly. The Prime Minister will also meet his Australian and Japanese counterparts.